Virginia to Vegas and Better Man on Y95. 11:13 right now, and I have on the line Dave Warner, who's the interim president for C-Fest, and he's going to tell us a little bit about what's happening with C-Fest. Dave, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
My pleasure.
All right, well, let's talk about C-Fest. First off, congratulations to you, because in a time when everything is being canceled because of the pandemic, you guys decided, nope, we're continuing on, we're enduring, and you've pulled off quite an impressive schedule of events, all socially distant, all safe, and it's a really innovative way to do things. So congratulations to you and your crew.
Well, we're really pleased. I think our annual meeting in late January said, okay, what are we going to do this year? And we said, when's our next meeting? February. And then all of a sudden, March happened. And people were hesitant to say we shouldn't do anything, but they didn't know what to do when things hit us. So we kept talking, and talk led to, you know what? Let's see what happens over the next few months. But really, C-Fest is, as they call it, a celebration of life by the sea. And this is part of what we're living today. So how can we make it an event that is not the former C-Fest, but is something that celebrates our life? We had already, by that time, developed the theme, Never Far From the Sea. And that highlights it even a little bit more. So we said, well, let's talk about what is happening. Too often we hear the idea that there's nothing to do. Well, if you're in Yarmouth, there are things to do. We haven't changed them. We've just recognized them and tried to promote them as opportunities for families, for small groups, for individuals to celebrate with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was a great approach. It really is. Now, you've been at it for a while now, because officially C-Fest started up on the 15th of July. So that's last
Correct.
Week. But it's continuing on until the 14th of August. So you've turned it from a 1 week event, which it was last year, to a 1 month event. Now, everything's spread out, but that's a good long time to do a great celebration.
And in fact, I think these would have happened without us. Honestly, some happened because of what we're doing, but many of them were already happening. All we did was highlight them and suggest maybe they meet once a week instead of once during C-Fest. When people go away for 2 weeks, they might miss all of C-Fest. Well, they're not going to miss it this year unless they're gone for the full month. And we know that we're staycationing, and staycationing suggests what can we do around here. So we're trying to highlight as much as we can what we're doing, and giving more opportunities for them to enjoy things. Many are interactive. So that's the big change that we've made.
Yeah, it really is. So let's talk about some of the stuff that's going on. And by the way, everybody, and I'll have a link on the blog once I get it up, but if you go to cfest.ca and click on schedule, it's really easy. It's a very easy to see schedule, and you can click on any particular event and get some information about it.
That's correct. There are contests, and we do have prizes. So there are contests that people can enter, and all it takes is take your camera and create a picture, or take your family and go and build a sandcastle, or even just paint a rock and bring it to us. Not large rocks. We said the rock has to fit in your hand. We don't want people doing graffiti over all the wonderful stones in Yarmouth County, but we'd love to have some rocks that are brought in, and we're using them as a contest opportunity. So anything you're involved in C-Fest, some of them are actually opportunities to win. We all like to win and be seen as the most creative or the most active. This is your opportunity to do it.
Yeah, no question about it. And lots of virtual events. Tonight, you have some virtual C-Fest trivia happening.
That's right. Each week, we've worked with Mile East, which is a local company. Hopefully, I can say that okay. and they're creating unique C-Fest trivia. They haven't asked me, and I know everything about C-Fest, so I suppose I can't participate. My family's been participating in the Mile East weekly trivias, and we have great time with it, but it's a great time for family to get together, which is what it's all about. So we're doing them as a family, but this time I've got a stay quiet because I know too much about CFest. So I won't participate. But at the same time, any family can participate. And we've actually decided we're going to have little prizes for the winning family or winning group. So please enjoy it. You'll learn a lot about CFest. I know every theme for the last 10 years, do you? So this is an opportunity for people to try to think back and say, oh, what were some of the CFest themes? That sort of thing. So we hope they enjoy that. We're also doing concerts with them, the virtual concerts. We tried one on the opening. You got an opportunity to hear me do a blooper because I think I mentioned it was going to be snow castles rather than sand castles. That wasn't going to work. So I think our team in the office have pulled out a blooper reel and I'm on it. So that's good. But that's part of the fun of it. But people can participate and enjoy what's going on. The concerts will have some local entertainment, their chance to show their stuff, and also just really an opportunity to remember that CFest still goes on until August.
Right on. Absolutely. Dave, congratulations again. We'll keep looking and keep pushing some of these great events, and I look forward to seeing you maybe over at the Mackerel Toss.
Yeah, I think you will. All of us have decided we're going to be there, not to participate. We'll try to be there to ensure that social distancing is respected. It's probably the biggest event that we'll have where people will be there, but we'll be there to share it with everyone and try to help people understand how we can do it in a safe way.
Absolutely.
One other note, we do have the Facebook group. CFest is another place we have the calendar, and it's updated daily as we add items.
Excellent. Dave, thank you very much.
We have something for every day.
Yes, you do. And see, that's the remarkable part of this. To me, you've shown what CFest can do, and I'm very, very excited about what you've done and proud of the innovation that you guys have shown. It's a great job.
It's a good opportunity to celebrate with everyone.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
My pleasure. Thank you very much. Enjoy.
Yes, we all will. That is Dave Warner from CFest. He's the interim president and talking very excitedly about all the great events. And again, I'll put that interview up on the blog so you can see it and a link to the CFest page, the Facebook page, and the CFest schedule, which is at a glance. And there's something to do all the time for it.